This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and happy holidays from Viz City.
And this is Terry Way. Today we're going out to the Eugene Fairgrounds to visit the Eugene Saturday Market's Holiday Market. They are open weekends. You have two more weekends to catch that show. It's a huge show. Everybody.
It's a party.
Right. Everybody has to be involved with the Saturday Market, and then when they close down on the park blocks, they move out to the fairgrounds. There are 260-plus booths. There are 320 artists involved this year, which means all artists are not there all weekends, and sometimes that's confusing. You can actually go online and check and see who's going to be there if you want to catch a particular person. It's kind of overwhelming to start wandering through and thinking, okay, who do we talk about here? So who did you find?
I found so many talented artisans. I'd like to start by talking about Alice McDonald's. She is a wire weaver. She makes jewelry out of a wire that she dyes herself. Very, very intricate with stones like tourmaline and amethyst. Mm. Very remarkable work. So she weaves with wire.
Wow. And like brooches, things like that.
Yes, beautiful necklaces. I would say in the Victorian, I don't know what else to call it.
One I was particularly taken by, to say that she's a tile maker is doing it injustice. Jude Toler, and she does some of the most fantastic. They remind me of Art Nouveau tiles, where she actually draws the designs in, florals, portraits. She uses an old technique, which I'm probably going to slaughter here, cerda seca, which means dry line, many processes to get these tile. She's from Oakland, just south of us, and they're wonderful, beautiful tiles, very unique.
There's so much to look at and to learn just from the different arts that are represented at the show. I talked to Jan Bullock from Corvallis. She makes handcrafted pine needle baskets out of, you know, pine needles that she picks up here in Oregon. Mm-hmm. Self-taught from a kit. I thought it might have been some sort of generational, but no, she taught herself from a kit. And some of these baskets have translucent slices of agate woven into the bottom so they can be displayed with the light behind it. Fantastic work.
You're onto a woven theme, huh?
I'm doing wonderfully woven things.
Terry McGillrath, who's one of my favorite artists, he has some things I hadn't seen before, some little relief copper hammered pieces that kind of follow. I mean, he's a painter, but he follows the same design motif in these copper pieces. And then, of course, I call her the bug lady. It's Stephanie Corshawn. Mm-hmm. Does T-shirts. She's traditionally,
I bought many a T-shirt from her.
Traditionally bugs, but she's sort of branching out into these wonderful mushroom drawings now. Very nice.
Well, I ran into Patricia Montoya Donahue, who is a basket maker extraordinaire. She makes Adirondack-style backpacks, which are these burden baskets, hand-dyed, dark walnut. She collects her own kelp and seagrass, all kinds of things. And she brought my attention to the, I believe it's called the Karens Fund, which are donations by the artisans to support other artisans who are in emergency medical assistance. Huh. So I thought that was something you can look for. The artisans have put out extra things where the profit will go toward that fund.
Mm-hmm. One that I was really taken by, it's called Heritage Stone, and Lisa Ponder is the artisan. And she actually takes like boulders or stones or marble or just rocks and actually... Lisa Ponder does etching. She does designs or text or all kinds of things in these stones. She does a lot of memorial kind of work. She is involved with the Talking Stones over there in Springfield along the river there. Mm-hmm. Wonderful stuff. I'm just intrigued by the precision she gets out of these techniques.
Well, I ran into Michelle McLaughlin as well. She says she does fine ribbonry. And I'm afraid I went home with a beautiful velvet rose headband with a bright emerald green feather that I hope to show. They're called fascinators. Mm-hmm. Hats are back, by the way. Hats are everywhere in the market, which we have not seen in many years. And it's wonderful to see the milliners back in action.
Okay. Well, I went home with one of Touch the Earth's creations. They do prayers for the earth, Zen bells, lanterns, all kinds of things. And I love the card here. It says, handcrafted by very old hippies, which I think might qualify for quite a few of the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
The holiday market goes on this Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th, and then the next weekend they will be open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which is Christmas Eve. That's at the Eugene Fairgrounds. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen. Happy holidays.